The scripture says, wait until you are endued with power, call it Pentecost. Because you are living a life that is of no cost or consequences to the enemy's force. You live your life on a fast lane, moving in circles like a wind vane. When would you realize that this kind of life is vain? And surrender to the one who reigns and can make rain, for he is the sovereign. When the sun left, he didn't leave us in the dark. He knew everything that we would ever lack. So when he got to heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit back to lead us and direct us, for the devil, like a dog, he barks. So we'll no more be afraid, and to his arms all our troubles stack. So today, allow the Holy Spirit to infill you, for there are so many spirits willing to kill you.
Oh,
sweet Spirit of God, bind our hearts with a cord and tie it to the altar of the Lord. Though we are little lambs, we know we are little lambs with the faces of lions. We don't want to fail any longer. We can't muster up the discipline and the intellect. We can't muster up the fortitude and the resilience. We can't muster up the strength and the perseverance. We can't love the lost. We can't love those who spit upon our faces. But we know that you alone can. So we are not asking you to teach us how to love like you, but to fill us with yourself. We are not asking to be filled with joy, but that the God of joy and peace will enter into us. For we know that if we try to imitate you in our own strength, we will be miserable replicas. But if we allow the Holy Spirit to fill us till overflow, everything will fall in place, because it is God imitating himself, and he is very good at being God. So today we await your revival.
Holy Spirit, we need to revive.